Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Tesvav, 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Yudal and Beis, while in the course of trying to find a makar as to how we know that Eben Ivri and Amar Vriya can be Niklas Bekesef, the Gemara brought a Gzeir Shav of Sacha Sacha to learn that just like we know that an Eben Ivri that is a Makur Bezin can be Niklas Bekesef from a Hekesh from Amar Vriya where the Pasuk states Behefta, so too an Eben Ivri who sold himself to a Jew, a Meicha Atmoy Yisrael, can also mean Niklas Bekesef. And the Gemara then asks that this limud works very well if you demand the Amar that had a Kabbalah from their Rabbeim to learn this Gzeir Shavo, Sacha Sacha. But what is the Makar that an Eved Ivri that's Meicha Atzmoy Li Yisrael is Nikne B'Kesef, according to Manda Amma, who does not learn a Gzeir Shavo of Sacha Sacha? And the Gemara brought a new Makar of Chisasig, and we said, Vav Meisval in Yerushain, V'yil Moed Elyon Mitachtarin. And the Gemara then asked, who is the Manda Amma that does not learn a Gzeir Shavo of Sacha Sacha? And the Gemara tried to say that this is the Shita of the Tanakhama that holds that there are four nafkaminas between a Meicha Atzmoy and Mechur Bezin. As although an Eved Ivri as Mechur Bezin is Nimka L'Sheish and is Nirza and receives Hanoka, Rabbi Meisel Shivcha Ktanis, however these dinim do not apply to a Meicha Atzmoy, while Rabbi Lezer argues in Tanakhama and holds in regard to these four dinim, there aren't any differences between a Meicha Atzmoy and Mechur Bezin, and the Gemara wanted to explain that the Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lezer is Gufa if they learn Gzeir Shavah of Sacher Sacher, as Rabbi Lezer did have a Kabbalah to learn Gzeir Shavah of Sacher Sacher, while Tanakhama did not have a Kabbalah to dash in his Gzeir Shavah. And our Gemara now continues and will tell us that really even Tanakhama holds of the Gzeir Shavah of Sacher Sacher, and even so he is Chaylik and Rabbi Elezer. And for next Amid, the Gemara will explain the basis of the Machlekes between Rabbi Elezer and Tanakhama in regard to all four of these dinim. And our Gemara begins Amr of Tavyumi, Mishmeid Abaya. Rav Tavyumi said the name of Abaya, the Kuli Almo Yal of Sacher Sacher, that even the Tanakhama agrees that he had a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim that we do learn a Gzeir Shavah of Sacher Sacher from an Eved Ivri that was Nimkol Yisrael and an Eved Ivri that was Mechur Bez. And if this is true, then what is the basis for Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elezer? And the Gemara states, and over here, the Machlekes between Rabbi Elezer and the Tanakhama is based on various ways to learn Psukim in the Pashas of Eved Ivri. And the Gemara begins to discuss the first din where there was Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elezer. And of course, that was the din where the Brisa stated that Amoicha Atzma Nimkal Sheish V'Yesal Sheish and Machur Bezin Ein Nimka El Sheish. And Rabbi Elezer held Zev V'Zeh Ein Nimka El Sheish, that both Amoicha Atzma and Machur Bezin can only be sold for 6 years. And certainly Rabbi Elezer learns the Gzeir Shavah of Sacher Sacher, and therefore he says there's no difference between Meicha Atzmoy and Mechur Bezin. However, the Gemara now begins, my time in Tanakhama, the Omer Meicha Atzmoy, Nimkel Sheish, V'Yesal Sheish. Why is it Tanakhama argues in Rabbi Elezer and holds by the Gzeir Meicha Atzmoy, we do not compare it to a Mechur Bezin, and he can be sold even for more than 6 years? And the Gemara answers, me and Rechmona Gav Mechur Bezin, that is me a B'negeir Din a Mechur Bezin. As the Pasuk which is discussing a Mechur Bezin, which states, Ki Mach Lecha Achicha Ivri, when an Ivri is sold to you, which means that was sold by Bezin, Oya Avriya, or an Amavriya, which is also sold to you by the father, Vavodcha Sheish Shanim, Vashana Shvius, the Shachenu Chavshim Meimach, and therefore the Gemara states that since it says Vavodcha Sheish Shanim, that he will serve you for 6 years, Zev, Vele Mecha Atzmai, it's only referring to someone that's Machur Bezin, and not a Mecha Atzmai, Ve'idach, and the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Elezer, why doesn't he learn like the Tanakhama? And the Gemara answers, because he learns from the word Vavodcha, Lecha Vele Liyarish, the Pasuk is telling you that Eved Ivri could only work for you, but he does not work for you, Yarshim. Rashi explains that in Eved Leis Abbas V'Leis Ach, if the Adin dies, then the Eved Ivri does not work for his daughter or for his brother, Imein Le Ben, Aval Eved Isu Ben, and as we discussed when we learned the Mishnah, although an Eved Ivri will not work for his Yarshim, an Eved Ivri does not go out free if the Adin had a son, as he will still have to work for his son, although other Yarshim do not inherit an Eved Ivri, however, a son does inherit an Eved Ivri. Gemara continues, V'idach, and has the Tanakhama know, V'avodcha L'chav Alei L'yarish, and the Gemara answers, Avotcha Achrinuksiv, that is another time that the Torah says the word Avotcha, Benegia Machur Bezin, as in Pashas Re'eh in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Yud Ches, which is 6 psukim later than the Pasuk that we just brought, the Pasuk states, Lo Yikshavei Necha B'shalicha Isichavshi Meimach, Ki Mishnu Skasacha Avotcha Sheishanim, Uverecha Shemalkecha B'chola Shetasa. Gemara continues, V'idach and Rabbi Leza, Ha'ul Atzaris Adun Da'asa, that he doesn't dash in anything from the word Avotcha that we find in Pasuk Yud Ches. In that Pasuk, the Torah is teaching us that when your Eved Ivri does go out free, and you give him presents and you give him Hanukkah, then you should feel good about doing so because he worked for you diligently for 6 years, and therefore you should feel that he deserves getting presents and you should want to take care of him prior to leaving. And therefore, the Gemara now found a Makar as to why does Machlekes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Elezer bin Negiya Din of Sheishanim. And the Gemara continues with the second din as mentioned in the Braisa, where Rabbi Elezer held that just like Machur Bezin is Nirza, a Meicha Atzmoy Yisrael is also Nirza. However, the Tanakhama held that although a Machur Bezin can have a din din of Nirtzah. However, Meicha Atzma is not in the Pasha of Nirtzah. And the Gemara explains, my time in the Tanakhama, the Omer Meicha Atzma in Nirtzah. What is the reasoning for the Tanakhama that holds on Meicha Atzma is not Nirtzah? If L'chur, we have a Gzir Shava of Sacha is Sacha. And the Gemara answers, Medumit Rechbana Gav Mechur Bezin, since we find a meat, Benigay Mechur Bezin, the Pasuk and Pasuk Mishpatim regarding Mechur Bezin states, Vegisha Adain of Elohim, Vegisha Elodelis Elam Zuzo, Verotza Adain of Esosin Bamatea, Vavode Lailam. Since the Pasuk and Pasuk Re'e, Benigay of Mechur Bezin also states, Velakhtas Amatea, Venisata Ba'ozna Uvadelis, Velahoy Lacha Evad Ailam, Va'aflam Moskot Hasakain. Therefore, as Rashi says, the word Oznoi is a Kroyus Seir and is coming for a Drasha, and we learn out, Oznoi Shaloi, Vlay Oznoi Shalmecha Atmai. The din of Nirtza only applies to Mechur Bezin and does not apply to Mecha Atmai. We continue on Daf Tesvavim Na'al for Idach, and what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the extra word of Oznoi? And the Gemara states, Ahil Gzeir Shava Hudasa, he uses the word Oznoi to teach his Gzeir Shava from the din of Mitzera. The Tanya is willing to the Baisa, Rabbi Eliezer Imer, Rabbi Eliezer states, Menayim Lirtzia, Shehiba Ezin Yamanis, had we know the din of Ritzia by an Evid Ivri is in his right ear, as Nemakan Ezin, Menemal Havan Ezin, as it says, Benagain Evid Ivri, who's Mechur Bezin, the word Ezin, and also says the Lashon Ezin by a Mitzera. And we've learned, Malalon Yamin, just like Benagain Mitzera, the Matanis are placed on the right ear, Afkan Yamin, also when making a hole in the Evid's ear by an Evid Ivri that's Nirza, it's done in the right ear of the Evid Ivri. And Rashi says that the Limud for Ezin by Mitzera is from the Pasuk that's stated by a Mitzera Ani, and that entire Pasha is extra, as we already mentioned this din, Benagain Mitzera Usher, and therefore since it's doubled, it's coming to teach us a Limud, and therefore it's Mufna for Gzeir Shava. Fizeh comes out that both words Ezin are extra and they're Mufna, and Taisis and Diba Maskel, the evil Gzeir Shavu Dasa, at the top of that test for them now points out, Pirish Vitzarch de Mufna Mishneet Stadim, that it had to be that both words are Mufna in order to teach us this Limud, the Ainu Mufna, as it would not be Mufna, Elamitzad Echod, Ikaman Amid, it is a man of Amid, Mesech, this need that learns, the Lamedu Meshivin, although you'll be able to learn Gzeir Shava, if you find a Pircha, then that will break the Gzeir Shava, and Taisis points out, Umay Meshivin, and what would be the Tshuva for this Gzeir Shava, the Ikal Mifrach Malam Meserah, Shekintarian, Eitz Erez, Ve'ezah, Vashinitalas, possibly you can't learn a Dinim of an Evid Ivri from Mitzera, because Mitzera has many dinim that are not applicable to an Evid Ivri, as it's Tarina Eitz Erez, Ve'ezah, Vashinitalas. The Pasuk that the Gemara wanted to bring from is the Pasuk in Mitzera that states, V'nos la'krim in Hashem, Hashem, Al Kapai, Al Tuduch Ezen, Al Mitzera, Yimonis, Va'boyin Yodah, Yimonis, Va'boyin Ragla, Yimonis, Al Mekrim Dam, Ha'oshan. The Gemara continues, V'idach, and hasn't had a common know that by the Evid Ivri that has Nirtza, that's done in his right ear, and the Tanakam explains, Im King, Lemikra Ezen, my Oznoi, by the fact that the Torah says Oznoi, therefore we learn out two different drushes. Number one, by the fact that it says Ezen, so therefore we have a Gzeir Shavra from the din of Evid Ivri to Mitzera, and therefore we see that the din of Nirtza is in his right ear. And number two, since it says Oznoi, so we learn out Oznoi Shaloi, Beloi Oznoi Shalmeicha Atzmai. The Gemara continues in Esen Rabbi Eliezer V'idach, what does he do with the extra word that says Oznoi instead of Ezen? And the Gemara says, Ha'u Beloi Oznoi, Beloi Ozna, the Rabbi Eliezer learns that the only time we have the din of Nirtza is only by a male and not by a female, and the Pasha of Nirtza does not apply to an Amavriya. The Gemara continues, V'idach, and has the Tanakhama know that the Pasha of Nirtza does not apply to an Amavriya. Tanakhama explains, Nafgala, that he learns it from the Pasuk and Mishpatim that states, V'im Amai Yoimar Eved, Ahaftes Adonis, Ishti Vespanai, Loi Itzei Chavshi, and therefore he learns out, Ha'eved, V'loi Amma, that this Pasha only applies to a male and not to a female. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, and what does Rabbi Eliezer do with the Pasuk of V'im Amai Yoimar Eved, B'boi Lei, Ad Shi Yoimek Shu Eved, that the only time that the Pasha of Nirtza applies is if he actually said Ahaftes Adoni while he was still an Eved. However, if the Eved Ivri only said these words after he already completed his 6 years, so at that point he already was Yetzi Chavshi, he already went out free, he no longer is Shaykh to the Pasha of Nirtza. The Gemara now goes back to the Din of Tanakama, V'idach, and has Tanakama know that the Eved Ivri cannot become a Nirtza once he completed his 6 years. It's only while he's an Eved that he could say Ahaftes Adoni as Ishti Vespanai. And the Gemara tells us, Me'eved Ha'eved Nafka, that since the Torah could have said Eved, and it says Ha'eved, therefore from the fact that the Torah says the Lashon Eved, he learns out Ad Sh'yom Kishu Eved, and by the fact that the Torah could have said Eved, and it says Ha'eved, we learn that the Torah is teaching us Ha'eved is only a male and not a female. The Pasha of Nirtza does not apply to an Amavriya, and the Gemara states V'idach, and what does Rabbi Eliezer do with his extra Hey of Ha'eved? And the Gemara explains that Eved Ha'eved Le'idarish, that Rabbi Eliezer feels that it's normal for the Torah to write the word Ha'eved, and therefore he doesn't feel there's anything to learn from that, as Rashi says, the Ucher Dekra Le'ishtuye Hachi. Before we continue, let's go back to last Taisis on Daf Yudal and Beis, where the Gemara stated that Tanakama holds that since it says the word Oznai, so we learn out V'loi Oznai Shalmeicha Atzmai, and Taisis is V'im Taima Lomli Oznai, why do we need any Pasuk in order to be Mayit that the Meicha Atzmai Einu Nitzah, Teip Glei, the Meicha Atzmai Einu Nitzah, Dein Rav Kavim Lisa Shifra Kranis, because the Tanakam will hold that a Mecha Atzbai cannot be given a Shifra Kranis, therefore he can't say I have to say Shtivas Banai, as this evidently doesn't have a wife that was given to him by this Adon, and that he was potentially leaving behind, and Ayin Taisis, how he responds to this question. And the Gemara continues to discuss the third din with his Machlekes between Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar. The Gemara asks, my time of the Tanakam, the Amma Mecha Atzbai Ima Nikolai, why is it the Tanakam hold that although Mechru Bezin gets Hanukkah, however Mecha Atzbai does not receive Hanukkah? And the Gemara explains, Mir Rechbana got Mechru Bezin, Tanakam feels that there's a Mir Pedigay Mechru Bezin that states Hanik Tanik Loi, and we learn out Loi only to him, only to Mechru Bezin, Velayla Mecha Atzbai, and then Hanukkah does not apply to Mecha Atzbai. And the Gemara asks, what does Rabbi Elazar do with this Pasuk of Hanik Tanik Loi? How we buy Loi Velayla Yashav, that the only time that we have a Din of Hanukkah is only to the Eved Ivri himself, if the Eved Ivri dies after he was let out free, but prior to the other in paying him Hanukkah, then the other would not be mechuyev to give this money to his Yarshim. And the Gemara continues and asks in Rabbi Elazar that how can you say that the Yarshim would not receive Hanukkah, but Yarshim HaMailoi, why would Yarshim be excluded from receiving Hanukkah? Sachet Karechmana, the Torah calls an Eved Ivri a worker, and Mas Sachet Pulas L'Yarshim, just like if you have a worker and he dies prior to you paying him his wages, certainly you have to pay those wages to his Yarshim. Afhai Pulas L'Yarshim, L'Khir Hanukkah is part of his wages, and therefore certainly you'd have to pay the Hanukkah to his Yarshim, and therefore it can't be that we've learned such a drasha from the words of Hanik Tanik Loi. Therefore, the Gemara says, in a Chanami, according to Rabbi Elazar, we don't learn out the words of Loi, Veloi, Liyoshav, El Loi, Veloi, Lubachoivai, that we learn out that the only time you have to pay a Nokah is Dafka to Eved Ivri himself, but you don't have to pay it to someone that he owes money to. The Gemara explains the Tavminam in the Sphirulam Ba'almak Rab Nosson. Since Rabbi Elazar generally holds like Rab Nosson, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, that Rab Nosson, Menachin, Lesh, Bechaveir, Mana, Bechaveir, Bechaveir, Menachin, Shemitim, and Zev, Nesel, Zer, that how do we know that if Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and Shimon borrowed money from Levi, Levi cannot come directly to Reuven and say that since you owe money to Shimon, and Shimon owes me that same money, therefore you should give me that money. The Torah tells us you should give the money to the one that you're responsible to. Rashi Maseches Pesachim explains, it doesn't say that you should give it to the person you owe money to the one that this Karen actually belongs to. Therefore, in this case, if Reuven, who's the Adin, is giving the Eved Ivri Hanukkah, and meanwhile the Eved Ivri owes money to Levi, you may think that Reuven would have to give that Hanukkah to the Baal Chayiv and give it directly to Levi and not to the Eved Ivri. And that is why the Torah tells us Hanik Tanik Loi, that you specifically have to give Hanukkah to the Eved Ivri, and the Adin doesn't have the right to go and pay Hanukkah to the Baal Chayiv of the Eved Ivri. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, and according to Tanakama, why doesn't he learn the word Loi to teach us Loi V'Loi Baal Chayiv? And the Gemara explains, Ba'almanami Loi Sfil and Krab Nasin, the Tanakama never agrees to the Shita Rab Nasin, and therefore even by a regular case of Baal Chayiv, the din is that Reuven can't go and pay Levi a Chayiv if he owes that Chayiv to Shimon, and he must pay that money directly to Shimon, and then Levi will be able to go and collect the money from Shimon. Therefore, according to Tanakama, there was no reason to learn out from the word Loi, Loi V'Loi Baal Chayiv, and that's why he has the extra word of Hanik Tanak Loi to teach us Loi V'Loi L'Maicha Atzbai, that the only time Hanukkah applies is by Mechur Bezin and not by Maicha Atzbai. Before we continue, it's important to note Taisus Dibel Maskel V'Idach, which is the second Taisus on Daf Tesvavim Nalav, where Taisus points out that we see in our Gemara that the Machlekes between the Tanakhama of this Braisa and Rabbi Elazar, if we hold like Rabbi Nosson or not. And it comes out that the Rabbana of this Braisa do not hold like Rabbi Nosson, whereas Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Nosson. And since we have a klal that Rabbi Elazar Shamuti and we don't pass it like Rabbi Elazar, the Lachur, even though we always learned this din of Rabbi Nosson and seems that this would be Lalacha from our Gemara, it is a raya that we actually do not pass it like Rabbi Elazar. But then Taisus continues that we and Rabbi Tam hold that Lacha is like Rabbi Nosson, even though he just stated that Rabbi Elazar Shamuti and we don't pass it like Rabbi Elazar. However, Zaktesis that Bereis firm goes Rabbi Elazar, then our Braisa in most firm will go Rabbi Elazar and not Rabbi Eliezer. And then at the end of Taisus, Taisus wants to be mechalik between different types of dinim, when some dinim we will pass like Rabbi Nosson and some dinim we would not necessarily pass like Rabbi Nosson, i.e. in Shum. The Gemara continues to explain the sheet of the Tanakama in the fourth din where he's chalik Rabbi Elazar, and the Tanakama held that although Benegeya Machur Bezin, din is that Rabbi Meisle Shivcha Knanis, however, by Mecha Atzmai in Rabbi Meisle Shivcha Knanis, and therefore the Gemara asks, my time in the Tanakama, the Omer Mecha Atzmai in Rabbi Meisle Shivcha Knanis, and the Gemara explains, Mir Rechbana Gab Machur Bezin, there's a Mir that states Benegeya Machur Bezin, as the Torah states in Pash Mishpatim, in Madain of Yitin La Isha, Viod Le Vonim Oi Vonis, Ho Ishi Vil De Tila Dinel, Vu Yetzi Begapoi, and Tanakama states that since the Pasuk says in Madain of Yitin La Isha, so we learn out Loi, it's only for Machur Bezin, Veloi Le Mecha Atzmai, and not a Mecha Atzmai. And the Gemara continues, Vidach, and what does Rabbi Elazar do with the word Loi? And he learns out, Loi Bal Kochoi, that the Odin has a right to give a Shivcha Knanis to his Eved Ivri, even Bal Kochoi. The Gemara continues, of Idach has the Tanakh Kama know that Odin has a right to give a Shivcha Knanis to his Eved, even Baal Kochoi. And the Gemara states, Bichi Mishnah Secha Socha Nafkar, he learns it from the Pasuk that says that Odin gives Hanukkah to his Eved Ivri because he worked a double shift. And the Gemara explains that Tanya, as we learned in Braisa, Ki Mishnah Secha Socha Avotcha, Socha Ino Ibid Al Biyim, that generally a worker only works during the daytime. However, Eved Ivri, Ibid Bain Biyim, Bain Laila, and Eved Ivri works for his Odin both during the day and at night. And the Gemara asks, Because Salah Daitach Shevet Ivri, Ibid Bain Biyim, Bain Laila, is it true that Eved Ivri has to work for his Odin during the day and the night? But like Vanem Bahasuk says, Kitevla Imach, Imo Bamichel, Imo Mishnah, they have to treat Eved Ivri properly, and he has to eat with you and drink with you, and you can't overwork him. And Rabbi Yitzchak claim and explain that what does it mean that Eved Ivri works for the master by day and at night? Because during the day, of course, he's working and toiling for the master. However, at night, that the Eved Ivri works for the Odin at night as well, because the master can force him to marry Shivcha Knanis and have children with the Shivcha Knanis, and therefore the Eved Ivri is also working for the Odin even at night. Since according to Tanakhama, he learns the din of Baal Kochoi from Ki Mishnah Secha Socher, therefore when the Torah says, Im Adin Reading La Isha, he learns out, Loi V'Loi L'Moicha Atzmai. The Gemara continues, V'Idach, and according to Rabbi Elazar, L'Chir, we should be able to learn the din of Baal Kochoi from Ki Mishnah Secha Socher, and the Gemara says, No, Ime Hasam Havimina Hanamilu Midaite, Al Baal Kochoi Im Loi, Kamash Blond, if we'd only have the Pasuk of Ki Mishnah Secha Socher, we would think, while it's true, and Eved Ivri can work for the Odin even at night, if he decides to go and marry Shivcha Knanis, but the Maisa, the Odin cannot force him to actually marry Shivcha Knanis. Kamash Blond, Im Adin Reading La Isha, that the master has a right to force an Eved Ivri to marry a Shivcha Knanis. And I entice Dino Maskel Kitav Lo Imach, that even though Agam were brought the Pasuk of Kitav Lo Imach to teach us Imach Ben Michael, Imach Ben Mishnah, however, Rav Ram Goris, Kisach Kitashav Yir Imach, Dim Hasim Yafin and Materis Kainim, Al Besifri Lo Darsh Midi Michitav Lo Imach, that we don't dash on anything from the Pasuk of Kitav Lo Imach, the Ein Zet Tzivui, this is not a commandment, El Sipa Dvarim Ba'alma, it's only telling us the story of an Eved Ivri, and it's not telling us a commandment that you have to treat him in a specific way. Mark continues, Al Mam Tam Dlayav Sacha Sacha, so who is the Manda Omer that does not have a Kabbalah from the Rebbeim to learn a Gzeir Shav between the word Sacher that states Bin Ageya and Mechur Bezin and the word Sacher that states by Mecha Atzmai? And the Gemara states, Haitanu, it's going according to this Manda Omer. Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk in Pashat Bahar states, V'yotzim Yimach, who one of Imai, V'shavul Mishpachtoi, V'alachus HaSavayis of Yoshev, actually explains, Bin Mecha Atzmai Ksiv, that this Pasuk is actually speaking about an Eved Ivri that sold himself and teaches us that he goes out by Yovel. Blaz Ben Yaakov states, Bin Ma'akos B'dabel, what is the Torah speaking about? As Ibn Mecha Atzmai, if it's actually speaking about a Mecha Atzmai, Harekva Omar, it already says prior to this, Ashnasa Yovel Yavid Imach, and therefore, why would the Torah have to repeat that he only works until Yovel? Why would the Torah have to tell us, V'yotzim Imach, who one of Imai, V'shavim Mishpachtav El Chusas Avisav Yashav, Ibn Yitzha, if you're telling us that someone that had Ritzia, the din is that he would go out by Yovel, Harekva Omar, we already said that as well. A bit later on, the Amid, the Gemara will explain, how do we know that Yitzha goes out at Yovel? It must be that the Torah is teaching us that even someone that was sold by Bezin 2 or 3 years before Yovel, and it's not yet 6 years, that he would go out of Yovel. And the Gemara now tries to bring its raya, and if you're going to tell me that Rabbi Ben Yaakov holds that he does learn the limud of Sacher Sacher, then lumily, why does he need a pasuk to teach us that a Mechur Bezin goes out by Yovel, nail Sacher Sacher, if we should learn from the din of Mecha Atzmai, where the Torah specifies that he goes out by Yovel, and certainly the din is that Mechur Bezdin would also go about Yovel based on the Gzeir Shavah of Sacher Sacher. Lachar we see Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the man d'ama that doesn't learn the Gzeir Shavah of Sacher Sacher. However, Amar Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, or Nachman Yitzchak says, La ilum yalav Sacher Sacher, that really Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov also learned the Gzeir Shavah of Sacher Sacher, the Yitzchak, and even so, he needs a limud to teach us that a Mechur Bezdin goes out by Yovel, as Sacher de Chamina, Mecha Atzmai hud le avdi sura, that maybe by a Mecha Atzmai, since he didn't steal anything and he didn't do any Issa, therefore, even prior to 6 years, he's able to go out by Yovel. But if someone is sold by Bezin based on the fact that they stole and therefore they did an Issa, so maybe we would class them and they would only be able to go out by Sheish and not by Yovel, Mashmon, and that's why the Torah tells us that even by Mechur Bezin he is Yoitz by Yovel. The Gemara continues, we just stated in the Braisa, Ibn Nirtza Harikra Omar, that if we're talking about a Nirtza, we already know that a Nirtza goes out by Yovel. And the Gemara asks, Mayi, how do we know that a Nirtza goes out by Yovel? The Tanya is willing to the Braisa, Pasuk states in Pasha Bahab, and we learn out, what is this pasuk referring to? Even Mecha Atzmai, Harekva Amar, if it's referring to a Mecha Atzmai that goes out, even if Yovel comes within the first 6 years, the pasuk already states, and pasuk lametes, Micha Imach, Vinim Kalach, Lisav by Avedis Ovid, and then the Pasuk says in Pasuk Mem, Kesach Kesesh of Yimach, Achnasi Yevil Yavin Imach. So we see that a Micha Atzma goes out of Chiris by Yevil. And the Gemara continues, even Machu Bezin Ari Kva Amar, and if we're referring to Machu Bezin, we already just stated in the prior Brysa from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that we learn now from the Pasuk of Shavu Mishpachtai, Ha'ein Akos Bidab El Benetzer, Shtaim Shal Shalom, Fe Yevil Shal Yevil Matziah, and therefore it must be that this Pasuk is coming to teach us, even if it ever really became a Nirtza only 2 or 3 years before Yevil, that he would still go out at Yevil. And the Gemara asks, Mei Mashma, how do we know it from this Pasuk? Amar Rabbi Bashila, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ish, Ezu Dovish, Neib Ish, Ve'in Neib Isha, Ha've'im Ezu Ritziah, that since the Pasuk says, V'shaftim Isha L'chuzasa V'isha Mishpachtai, therefore we learn that this Pasuk is teaching us something which is specifically irrelevant to a din of an Ish and not to a woman, and that is B'negei the din of a Nirtza, as the din of Nirtza is only applicable to an Eved Ivri and not to an Amar Ria. And in Bottom Tesis, Diva Maskel, Ezu Dovish, Neib Ish, Ve'in Neib Isha, that the Yes, although it's true that Nirtza does not apply to an Isha, but Vim Taima, Ve'im Mazu Machru Bezin, let us say this is referring to Machru Bezin, the Le Shaykh Isha, it's not Shaykh by Inisha either, the Chsib Bignei Vasa, you believe Bignei Vasa. Hezu responds, Vish Lai Madam, Kamakam Shem Machir and the Hex be Isha, that even though it's correct that a Machru Bezin is not Shaykh by an Isha, but it is Shaykh, the Pasha of Evidivri by an Isha, Ava Shem Ritzia, Ain and Isha, the entire Pasha of Ritzia is never Shaykh by an Isha, Ain and Tesis. The Gemara continues, Ve'istuch Lamichta Machru Bezin, Ve'istuch Lamichta Nirtza, that the Pasuk had to tell us that a Machru Bezin and a Nirtza goes out by Yevil, the Ashmina Machru Bezin, Mishum Dolim Matoy Zimne. We would think that the Torah allows a Machru Bezin to go out by Yevil because it never came his time to be able to go out free, and therefore the Torah gave him right to go out by Yevil. Avon Nirtza, the Matoy Zimne, but Benegei Nirtza, we already had an ability to go out, and he decided to stay in Eved, and he said, Ahafti Asadoni Ves Ishti Ves Banai, and Lemaisi went against the Issa in the Torah that states, Ki Avodai Heim, Voloy Avodim Lavodim. Maybe in that case, since he was Koina Adon La'atzmi Chinam, he decided to remain in Eved, so maybe the Torah would knas him and would say that he would not be able to go out by Yevil, and therefore we needed a pasuk b'negei anetza v'yash b'nenetza, and the Torah would only say a pasuk b'negei anetza that he goes out by Yevil. Maybe we would say he would go out by Yevil even though he didn't yet work 6 years mishum da'avle sheish, because originally he worked a full 6 years al machru bezin le'avle sheish, but b'negei machru bezin we did not yet work even 6 years emloi, maybe he would not go out by Yevil. And tzricha, that is why the Torah had to tell us both b'negei machru bezin and by anetza that they go out by Yevil. The Gemara continues that we have two pashas that discuss the din of Nirtza, as in the Pasha Mishpatim, the Torah states, V'rotza adayna v'sazoyim b'matzeah v'avodid lo'ilam, and as we know, the word lo'ilam over there doesn't mean that he will have to work forever, and he only works until Yevil. And we also just brought the pasuk in Behar of v'shaftim ishtal chuzasai, which taught us that Nirtza goes out by Yevil. And the Gemara therefore says, v'itzuch l'michtu v'shaftim, v'itzuch l'michtu lo'ilam, that we need both of the mudim, the kasrachmana lo'ilam. If the Torah would only say the word lo'ilam, havamina lo'ilam mamish, we may have thought that it meant he has to be in Ever forever, because Rachmanu v'shaftim, and therefore the Torah says v'shaftim, which tells us that he goes out by Yevil, because Rachmanu v'shaftim, if the Torah would only say v'shaftim, havmina hanimili hekla avad sheish, maybe we would say that a Nirtza goes out by Yevil where he did not yet work 6 years, al hekad avad sheish, but let's say he had a Nirtza that worked 6 years, and the Eved Ivri that was a Nirtza would go out free at 6 years and would not have to wait for Yevil. Svara would be, lo yehi seifei chomer b'tichlasai, that now he became a Nirtza, it shouldn't be more chomer than when he worked originally as an Eved Ivri. And just like when he originally worked as Eved Ivri, he could have gone out at 6 years. Therefore, when he became a Nirtza, even if it wasn't Yevil yet, he should still be able to go out once it's 6 years. Therefore, the Torah tells us that the only time that Eved Ivri that's a Nirtza goes out free is only once he reaches Yevil. The Gemara continues that up until this point, we still did not find a Man Amah that we could prove who holds that we don't have a Gzeir Shava of Sachar Sachar. And therefore, the Gemara is, El Man Tad Leyah of Sachar Sachar, who is the Man Amah who doesn't learn of the Gzeir Shava of Sachar Sachar? The Gemara states, Rebbe he, let us say this is a Shita of Rebbe. Before we continue with the Gemara, let's just start with a brief Akhtama. When Pasha's Bahari, after the Torah discusses an Eved Ivri that sold himself to Yisrael, the Pasuk states, V'chisasit yad ger v'seishav imach, umach ha'chichi imoi, v'nimka l'ger t'eishav imach, oi le'ikim mishpachas ger, and the Torah discusses an Eved Ivri that sold himself to a guy. The Torah teaches us that since this Jew was so desperate that he sold himself to a guy, that there's a din that his relatives should go and redeem him, as the Pasuk states, Achri nimka gulot hiloi echem e'achav yigaleno, oi doide yavendai yigaleno, oi mishar besari mishpachli yigaleno. The Torah teaches us that there's a chiyav on his relative to try to redeem him. And of course, oi yisiga yodai v'nigal, and if he himself receives money and now he has enough money to redeem himself, and this Eved Ivri himself should be able to redeem himself. The Torah then continues to discuss the concept of Geroi and Kesef, and then the Torah states, v'm lo yigal Ela, if he's not revealed by one of these methods, meaning by the gula of his kravim or his own redemption, then the Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy should go out at the time of Yovel. Based on this Hakdama, the Gemara continues, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, and we continue on that Tesvav and Beis, then lay you go up Ela. The Torah teaches us that if an Eved Ivri that was Nimka to a guy was not redeemed with these, so Rabbi Oimer, Be'elhu Nigal, Ve'ein Nigal B'sheish, that the Torah is teaching us that the only way to redeem an Eved Ivri that was Nimka Lai B'chavim was by redeeming him with money, but he doesn't go out by Sheish, and he only goes out by Yovel. So Yochel, that we would think, Umamish in Nigal Be'elhu Nigal B'sheish, that Madach an Eved Ivri that was sold to Yisrael, the Torah does not teach us the din of Gulas Kravim. We only learn out from the Pasuk of a Hefta that states by an Abba Vriya, the idea of self redemption, and he still could go out at 6 years. So Zeshin Nigal Be'elhu in Adin Shin Nigal B'sheish. So certainly someone that's a Nimkalai B'chavim, and we want to make sure that he's redeemed and he gets away from a guy, and we even require his relatives to redeem him. So certainly the din should be they should be able to go out at 6 years. Tamalayma, therefore the Torah states, Vim lo yigo Be'elhu, Be'elhu Nigal, Be'in Nigal B'sheish. He's only redeemed through redemption of his kravim or by his own redemption, and he does not go out by 6 years. And the Gemara continues, Ve'isak Adaitiv, Yahav Sachar Sachar. And if Rebbe would learn the Gzeir Shavav Sachar Sachar, or my comma, how could Rebbe have said, Umamishain Nigal Be'elhu, Nilo Sachar Sachar, that Madach, someone who's an Eved Ivri that was Nimkal Yisrael, that's not Nigal through redemption of his kravim, if Lachar, we should learn out Gzeir Shavav Sachar Sachar, and just like someone that is sold to an Eved Chavim is redeemed by his relatives, therefore the same thing would apply by an Eved Ivri that's Nimkal Yisrael. Once again, the Gemara states that this is not necessarily the man Amma, as Amr of Nachman Hitzlok, Lo'ilum Yalv Sachar Sachar, really we could say the Rebbe holds that the Gzeir Shavav Sachar Sachar, Vishani Hacha, however, even so, in Nimkal Yisrael will not be redeemed by his relatives, the Amr Kra, because the Pasuk says, B'negeah Nimkal Eved Chavim Yigalenu, and we learn out, Lizev Le'ilacha, there is only a mitzvah under the Kravim to redeem their relative only when he was sold to a guy and not when he's sold to a Jew. Once again, the Gemara did not find a man Amma who did not hold of the Gzeir Shavav of Sachar Sachar, and the Gemara continues, Umantana de Polaglad Rabbi. We just saw the Shita of Rabbi that someone that's Nimkal Eved Chavim will not go out by Sheish Shanim. The Gemara asks, who are the man Amrim that are Chiluk on Rabbi, and they hold that even a Nimkal Eved Chavim will go out by 6 years. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Yisrael Lili Rabbi Kiva, these are the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Lili and Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya as we learned at Brisa, Lo Yigal Ba'ila, that even though Rabbi learned from the Pasuk of Lo Yigal Ba'ila, Ba'ilu Nigal Ba'in Nigal B'Sheish, however, Rabbi Yisrael Lili Aymer, Rabbi Yisrael Lili teach us, Ba'ilu L'Shichra, when the Kravim of an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy redeems the Eved Ivri, then that Eved Ivri will go out free. However, B'shakal Adam L'Shibud, if someone that's not the relative of this Eved Ivri redeems the Eved Ivri, then he would have a right to have him work for him until the point that he would go out L'Cheiris. However, Rabbi Kiva Ima, Be'il L'Shibud, B'shakal Adam L'Shikra, that Rabbi Kiva learns exactly the opposite. And he learns that if an Eved Ivri that was Nimkal Eved Chavim is redeemed by his relatives, then the relatives have a right to keep him and be Meshabah with him. However, if others who are not his Kravim go and redeem him, then those others would not have a right to keep him as an Eved, and this Eved Ivri would go out L'Shikra. Gemara now wants to understand the machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Lili and Rabbi Kiva, and the Gemara states, my time with Rabbi Yisrael Lili, what is the reason for Rabbi Yisrael Lili? As Amakra, the Pasuk states, that the only way that we had this din of Geula is only when he was redeemed by the relatives. However, if he was not redeemed by the relatives, and he was redeemed by someone else that was not related to him, then at that point, he would go out of Shnasi Yovel, and he would have to work until Yovel. Rabbi Kiva states, that if the Eved Ivri that was Nimkur to a guy was redeemed only through relatives, then then he would go out at the time of Yovel, but until Yovel he would have to work for his relatives. However, if the Eved Ivri was redeemed by other people who are not his relatives, then he would not have to work at all. The Gemara continues and asks a question, and there's a major question as to exactly how to be Gerus in our Gemara, but L'chur it seems that the Gemara is asking Rabbi Kiva Midi El Be'eliksiv, that according to Rabbi Kiva, how could he learn from this Pasuk Im Lo Yigal El Be'ela, if the Pasuk says Im Lo Yigal Be'ela, and therefore L'chur it seems that the drasha is more muchach like Rabbi Yisrael Lili and not like Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara states, "Ela b'hai krokem ifli ein echanamim." The machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisrael Lili is based on the following psukim, as the Torah says, "Oydoydei ben doydei galenu zegulus kravim." That refers to gula that is done by relatives. "Oysigu yadei zegulus atzmai." And of course, when the pasuk says at the end of the pasuk, "Will he have money in order to redeem himself?" That's referring to his own gula and a person's own redemption. "Vinigal." And then the pasuk says, "Losha vinigal zugulus achem." That's referring to other people that are goyel this Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy who are not related to the Eved Ivri at all. And the Torah doesn't specify as to the status of this Eved Ivri once he's redeemed, either by his kariv or by someone that's not his kariv. And therefore, the Gemara states, "Rabbi Yisrael Lili Savar Mikra Nidush Lufanav." The Torah tells us that a person can redeem themselves. This din will teach us a din b'negeir, the prior din that the Torah states, and therefore, "Shadi Gulas Kariv Magulas Atzmai." Atzmai, that since the Torah talks about a person redeeming themselves, and prior to that it speaks about a car of redeeming a person, therefore we learn out Magulus Atzmai L'Shichra, that just like when a person redeems himself, certainly he goes out free, Afgulus Kravim L'Shichra, and therefore even when a relative redeems him, he goes out free, and he doesn't work for the car. However, Rabbi Kiva says that when the Pasuk says Gulus Atzmai, it's teaching you on a later din, and therefore Shadi Gulus Achirim, Magulus Atzmai, we learn out the din of Gulus Achirim from the din of Gulus Atzmai, and Magulus Atzmai L'Shichra, and since when someone redeems themselves, they certainly go out L'Shichra, Afgulus Achirim L'Shichra, and therefore when someone that is not a relative redeems an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy, he also goes out L'Shichra, but if a relative redeems an Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy, and now that the relative redeemed this Eved Ivri, the Eved Ivri has to work for his relative. The Gemara continues and asks on this pshat, if you're telling me the machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Galili and Rabbi Kiva is that Rabbi Yisrael Galili holds mikra nidush vodav and Rabbi Kiva holds mikra nidush l'achrav, why did the Brisa state that they would actually be chelik in the pasuk of leigal be'ila? Rabbi Yisrael Galili stated be'ila l'shikra b'shakal adam l'shibah, Rabbi Kiva aimed be'ila l'shibah b'shakal adam l'shikra. If l'chayyur the basis of the machlekes has nothing to do with the word be'ila, and the Gemara says ila be'ila, if not for the word be'ila, have a meaning mikra nidush be'ila vodav be'ila l'achrav, then we would think that since the Torah speaks about gulas atzmai between gulas kravim and gulas achirim, so we would actually learn out the din of gulas achirim and gulas kravim from the din of gulas atzmai. And just like when a person's goyel himself, he goes out l'shichra, therefore by gulas kravim as well as gulas achirim, they would go out free. And as the Gemara states, v'akol l'shichra, and all would go out l'shichra, and that's why the Torah states be'ila. And the Gemara asks, ihachi hadakush l'dukta, if the pasuk of be'ila is coming to teach us this din, then l'chayr, our original question, Rabbi Kiva comes back, then l'chayr, the pasuk says, im l'yigal be'ila, since the pasuk doesn't state v'im l'yigal, ela be'ila, v'yatsu b'shnasa yovel hu v'anav imai, is definitely mashma like Rabbi Yisrael Galili and not like Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara therefore says, ela b'svarah kamifli, ein echanami de machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael Galili and Rabbi Kiva is based on a svarah. Rabbi Yisrael Galili self a mistavra gulas achirim l'shibud, and it's mistavra that if a non-relative redeems an Eved Ivri, that the Eved Ivri has to work for that non-relative. If we would say that he would go out free, then anyone that's not a relative will not go and redeem this Eved Ivri as they have no benefit. However, even if an Eved Ivri doesn't work for a relative, the relative will still redeem him based on their pre-existing relationship. Rabbi Kiva Selva Mistavra Gulas Kravim L'Shibud, Rabbi Kiva holds that when a relative redeems an Eved Ivri, then the Eved Ivri would have to work for the relative, the Amr L'Shichra, as if we would say he would go out free, Kol Yom V'Yayma Azul Maz Menashe, then every relative will feel that there's no downside for him to go sell himself as an Eved Ivri, and he will turn this into a business, as he will know that if he sells himself as an Eved Ivri, there's going to be a Chiv on his Karv to go to redeem him, and he will not have to work for his Karv in any case. And therefore, Rabbanan said that when a Karv redeems an Eved Ivri, he has to work for the Karv. However, when someone that's a non-relative redeems an Eved Ivri, the Eved Ivri would not have to work for that non-relative. Rabbi Kiva learns when the Pasuk tells Bin Lo Yigal Be'ila, it's actually referring to someone that was redeemed by a non-relative, and the Torah is telling us that if he wasn't redeemed by a non-relative, and he was redeemed by a relative, then he has to work for the relative, and V'yotzu B'shnasa Yovel, and he will go out once it's Yovel. The Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba, Om Rabbi Yechran, Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba says in the name of Rabbi Yechran, Zut Rabbi Yitzchak Lulav Rabbi Kiva, that this machlekes is between Rabbi Yitzchak Lulav and Rabbi Kiva. Al Chamim and Mavav Recham say it doesn't make a difference if this Eved Ivri was redeemed by a Kravim or by non-Kravim. Hakol Shichra, he always goes out L'Chiris. And Man Chacham, the Gemara asks, who is the Shita L'Chamim? And the Gemara says, Rabbi, that's actually Rabbi who we mentioned previously on the Amid, the Mapik Le'Lehai Be'ela L'Drasha Chrina, who learned from this word of Be'ela a different Drasha. And as we saw at the top of the Amid, that Rabbi learned Be'elu Nigal, that an Eved Ivri that was sold by a guy can be redeemed by his Kravim or by himself. However, Ve'in Nigal B'Sheish, he will not go out by 6 years. The Gemara also explains with Mikra Nidrish, Bein Lefanim, Bein La'achrav, Rabbi holds that since the Torah places Gulas Atzmai between Gulas Kravim and Gulas Achirim, therefore the Torah is teaching us that just like when someone redeems themselves, they go out L'Chiris, therefore when someone is Nigal through a curve or a non-relative, they also go out L'Chiris. The Gemara continues that we just said, according to Rabbi, that doesn't make a difference who redeems him, if it's himself or if it's a curve or if it's non-relative, that he always goes out L'Chiris. So for Rabbi, Hai B'Yotzu B'Shnasi Yovel Ma'i Yovedlei, when the Torah states at the end of the Pasuk, Vim Lo Yigal Be'ilo V'Yotzu B'Shnasi Yovel Hu Uvan of Imai, what is that referring to? And the Gemara says, Mi'Bayil L'Chitanya, he needs it for the following Braisa. The Torah states, but again, Eved Ivri that was sold to a guy, V'Yotzu B'Shnasi Yovel, and we continue on Daf Tes Zayim and Aleph, by Yuchavim Shiesh Netachas Yodcha, the Torah is teaching you that even if there's a Yuchavim that is under your dominion and your control, you still can't force the guy to release the Eved Ivri without paying him off, and the Eved Ivri would have to work for this guy until Yovel. What do we say? The Torah is teaching you that if there's a guy that is not under your dominion and under your control, so of course you can't force him to release the Eved Ivri, but even so, this Eved Ivri would go out to Yovel. And the Gemara states, Amarta, that certainly we can't be talking about Ibn Khamish in Tachas Yadcha, because between Ma'af Shalasli, if so, what would we be able to do? And how would we force this guy to let this yid go out at Yovel? And therefore, by the fact that the Torah tells us, that this Eved Ivri will go out at the time of Yovel, so it must be the Torah telling you that if you have a guy that is under your control or under your dominion, that the Eved Ivri would go out at Yovel, and can force the guy to release the Eved Ivri prior to Yovel without paying him off, without paying the proper value to the guy in order to redeem this Eved Ivri. When Maisa asked you started off, we were trying to find a man that does not learn the Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher, and we tried to say it was the Tanakama Rabbi Elezer, and then we tried to say it's Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, and then we tried to say it's Rebbe, but ultimately the Gemara did not find its Tana, does not hold the Gzeir Shava of Sacher Sacher, and we will stop over here.